Good afternoon, everyone. I should say, perhaps Vilkommen. Is that right? Do I have my Danish correct? You could tell. First off, I'm not from Denmark. I'm from America, from Smart Technologies. My name is Fraser Cousins. Give me one moment, and I'm going to bring up my presentation. So we'll just begin momentarily here, guys. All right, so today what we're going to be covering is basically a discussion of how Link has transformed from the living room to boardroom. And we're going to really focus on how meetings have really changed with Link around Link Room System, which is a new announced product with Microsoft and Smart announced this first inaugural conference at the Link User Conference in February 19th. And my name's Fraser. I'm actually was responsible for the past 2 years working with Building 31 at Microsoft, developing this product in concert with Microsoft. So I hope to have some time for Q&A at the end of today to be able to actually answer any questions you may have on your planning deployment of this technology and how really how Link Room System can help revolutionize the way your knowledge workers meet every day. So hopefully we'll be able to share a little bit of that information. So we're going to be covering what Link Room System is all about. We're going to cover video interoperability today. We're going to cover provisioning, scheduling, the end user experience. We're going to cover off administration, how this is going to be easier for you to administer. Show of hands of who's responsible for administration on Link today or responsible for in-room technology like video conferencing today. Awesome. You're in the right place. You're in the right place for what we're going to cover today. So I hope to answer your questions, but if I don't go through enough detail, we'll ensure that we'll have an open microphone at the top of the hour to answer your questions. Also, you'll notice on the bottom floor today where there's the theaters that are 6 through 8 or 9 around that area. On the bottom floor, there's actually a live Link Room System on the floor where you can actually get a personal experience of how this technology works. And there's a full team of saluters, and myself will actually be there to answer any questions you have. So let's jump in. All right, so this might be a controversial statement, but partly why Link Room System was developed and conceived for the first place is that when Microsoft and Smart start studying this area around how conference rooms and meeting rooms were used today, we actually went to the largest Fortune 500 companies and asked them, how are your systems working for you today, and how could that be better? And these are the common topics we heard back. The first topic we heard is that on average, it takes roughly 8 to 12 minutes to get a meeting started. So that poor knowledge worker that walks into that conference room, first off, it usually is quite unfamiliar to them. Every conference room might be a little bit different, if you will. And they're confounded with issues of, how do I plug in my laptop? What conference code am I entering in today? How do I share my content with the far end? What if Julie joins by telephone, but yet we're on a video conference? All those, frankly, are challenges that our users go through. Raise your hand if that sounds a little bit familiar today with what your enterprise has to go through. It's a real issue that this system's really set out to try and simplify. The second issue is around that video conferencing has been really the tool that's really tried to solve that solution really well. And there's two fundamental challenges with that. The first is it's relatively cost prohibitive to roll out to all conferencing sizes. In the year 2000, guess what percentage of rooms had video conferencing? Take a guess. Anyone shout out an answer. What five, one, seven, 17? What did I hear? It was 9%. So in the year 2000, remember Y2K, right? At the peak of Y2K, roughly 9% of total conference rooms throughout the world had, in North America, I should say, had video conferencing deployed within it. Guess what percentage there is today? So fast forward 13 and a half years later, what percentage of rooms today have video conferencing deployed within it? 20? 9? 50? We're closer to 9. It actually almost has not substantially changed at all. And we've seen the era of ISDN to IP, from IP to HD, HD to immersive telepresence, and yet there's been no change in regards to what our executives use on a daily basis to try and communicate, which is resulting in that second bullet, which is video conferencing is not well utilized. Actually, when you poll enterprises, 60% of enterprises today believe that their systems are severely underutilized, used less than 20% of the time in call, which is almost atrocious if you consider how much we spend on that technology to keep up and running. Which actually leads us to the fourth bullet. Meeting resources are difficult to manage. Who is tasked with that responsibility today to make sure the meeting room resources are working? I pity you guys that you have to carry that pager or carry that phone call, because it could be an absolute nightmare of a challenge. Manufacturers not working together, finger pointing, challenges around making that work together in a real way to really make that easy. And I hope today we'll share with you on something that can really result in an easier day for you. Lastly, all of these combined issues really result in the last issue, which is about our knowledge workers, really, that remote attendees feel more isolated. As each of our organizations look to shrink their real estate footprint to provide more flexibility of work from home or bring your own device, these end knowledge workers are becoming more isolated as a result. And really, it's about their productivity that is the ultimate business case of what drives our decisions. Which Link does a great job on. And let's show you how Link can get better. So let's take a look at Link. Each of you are here today probably because you're at some level of investment with Link. So Link is a lot of things to a lot of people. It perhaps begins at that instant messaging and presence area of really having the best communication protocol available on our desktops today. And that it's now grown to every mobile platform, whether it's iOS, Android, even BlackBerry 10, you can have a meeting join experience with the web app today and have a great experience. Some of you might be using Link for your conferencing stack, for your standard of using for meetings today. Which really allow you to be able to have a great experience on ad hoc or scheduled meetings for how you would actually run and conduct your knowledge worker sessions. And some of you might have actually gone to the full step of replacing your telephony infrastructure with full Link capability. The challenge we're hearing up till Link 2013 was this challenge that meeting rooms really didn't fit into this platform very well, and that we had to use very expensive gateways or interoperable solutions to try and have this really fit today. And really, most customers who've traveled down that path have not really resulted in the goals that they wanted to achieve. And that's where Link Smart Room Systems for Link really fits in very well, where you can actually have a full native Link experience in the conference room, and not have any trade-offs in regards to both voice, video, and your information in a meeting. So let's talk a little bit about that. It's really about that knowledge worker. So if at 9 a.m. when I wake up on my mobile device, I can have my Link meeting, and at 10 a.m. I can meet on my computer at home or when I'm in my office, it's really about the flexibility of having that meeting room also equal that experience. Imagine a meeting that's booked a week from now. I have the flexibility with that join online Link meeting to choose whether I want to attend a conference room, attend it on my Surface tablet or iOS device, or attend over my computer. Even better, perhaps I can have a combination of those experiences, and that's actually what you're able to do now with what was born for Link for the meeting room. And that's actually what Smart and Microsoft set out to do about 2 years ago to actually develop this product together. So what I mean by co-development, I really mean full co-development. So what you'll actually see witness downstairs is that the system is actually not interoperable with Link. It is Link itself. There's no third-party management video platform you have to worry about. There's no. It creates the same call detail records and same QDR records that you're used to today. If you have a centralized help desk that you've built around a practice of Link, this fits congruently with it. There's no extra efforts you have to do here. It's provisioned on your Link server and is treated just as a Link tablet or a Link user account in that environment. Frankly, it creates its own group policy that you can manage and create your own user, rule sets on how you would like to manage this from a server perspective. So what do you get with this link room system? What makes it so special? So the first area is around that pain-free meeting start. Like we talked about, that 8 to 10 minutes of walking into a room and you have to spin in a circle and tap your leg and connect your laptop and hit Alt+F4 and then remember this conference code here and then dial the IP address for the video conference room. All those issues dissipate and go away. That all you have to do is walk up, see the calendar of the day, and I got a laser pointer on this. Let me see if I can work it. I just have to tap that blue button and I'm instantly in my meeting. So instead of 8 to 10 minutes, you're down to 8 to 10 seconds. Even better, with Smart, we've actually designed something called proximity detection built into it, which we'll get into in a second. Meetings also are flexible. What I mean by flexible is meetings can be scheduled, which 70% of your organization will have scheduled meetings in their meeting spaces. But also, you can have ad hoc meetings as well. Raise your hand if you have a problem with people that book rooms but don't show up. Who has that problem? Oh, every organization has that challenge, right? So with this system, because it's a part of the, you create a link account for the room, it actually creates real-time status to your presence of your room. So because we link that with something called proximity detection, we can tell you when the room is not in call, but also of whether there's anyone occupied in the room. So now you could actually know that you can go squat. I can go, hey, you know, Christian, let's go grab this room and noodle out that issue to be able to solve what you want to do. It's also flexible in regards to how you present. So you don't have to be driven by a laptop, or you can preload material, or you can bring your devices to the party. It's very flexible on how you want to have meetings. The second major reason why you're going to consider this system is around the immersiveness you can have in a Link meeting. So who has Link 2013 deployed today or is in the stage of evaluating Link 2013 today? Excellent, excellent. There's a big reason why, isn't there, right? Because Link 2013 somewhat reimagined itself when it comes to conferencing anyway. Video has got so much dramatically better. You have that great H.264 SVC VC1 capability, so you have parity with what you're used to on traditional video conferencing systems. You get that full 1080p, you get that multi-party gallery view, but Link took it a step further, and we'll talk a little bit about this, but there's features like smart framing, where you can actually only send the pixels that are important for real estate. You'll notice those pictures up there, they're portrait view, aren't they? And it's because they're being detected as just one person in the call, and they're actually just framing the shot of what's valuable to send to the other users. So you can maximize the full ribbon of the amount of people you want to see at once. And so you just get the value of you what you want to see. But Link's not just about the voice and video, which it does a great job with. It's also about your information. And so where Link really shines is instead of having a broadcast video of your information, like perhaps video conferencing may do, it's actually your meta information of Office integration like PowerPoint, where you can have an ability to upload a PowerPoint and allow others to take control, as well as to be able to do contribution like annotation, like take over control, where you're not able to perform those kind of tasks in a normal meeting. So you get better focused engagement in your meetings. Thirdly, meetings are going to be infinitely easier for you to manage. What's the number one tech support call on a video conference meeting today? Number one tech support call you get. I can't connect. It's actually true that number one is the reason why you can't, the call that generates is because users are unfamiliar with the interface of how to be able to answer a call, perhaps the back-to-back blast dial didn't work. Those type of challenges are the number one reason why people are feeling uncomfortable or unfamiliar with a remote control type of interface. And with this system, because it's Link, and I spend all my day on Link meetings, when I walk into the meeting room, it's just so much more easier to meet. Secondly, we're going to get into a little bit more deeper dive on how manageability is going to be changing and more congruent with what you're used to with how this system works. Consider this as well. So Link Room system at its core is really built for the room. So there's actually three major tasks a room has to do to be successful. So there's three types of meetings a meeting room needs to do. Do you guys know what type of meetings a room needs to do? Shut them out. A room needs to do a local presentation. What I mean by local presentation is people want to book a room that may not intend to have any remote participants whatsoever. We're in one of those meetings right now, aren't we? Right? This meeting doesn't have any remote attendees, but yet you're all here, right? And we're meeting. to do that well, you have to actually do two things well. The first is you have to be able to take a computer source and share that locally and with a display that might be permanently in the room. So at Linkrum System, you're actually able to do that locally with no trouble. But you actually get a whole bunch more capabilities with this. So not only can you do that, but you can also do a dry erase whiteboard. You can replace that technology because it's a touch system at its core that allow you to be able to remotely do annotation and be able to email those results out at the end of a session. Also, it acts as a phone, so if you've deployed Enterprise Voice on Link, you can directly dial out, perform telephone calls to the PSDN or to cell phone users to be able to conduct a phone call or have conferences. And lastly, you can also replace your video conferencing system. Where it infinitely gets more interesting is that it's flexible, meaning that perhaps in the past, video conferencing systems could only talk to other video conferencing systems, or phones can only talk to other phones. In this case, you can start the meeting with a local presentation, promote that to a whiteboard session, realize that we need to bring in some remote attendees to review some information, and promote that to a phone call, and then be able to start video, which allows you to be able to do all modalities just like you're used to within Link. So ultimate flexibility of where you can really do in a system. All right, let's talk about ease for your ease of users for this experience. So it begins with the scheduling experience. Today, scheduling can be a bit of a nightmare for certain types of resources. This system is extremely flexible. Because it's been designed with by Microsoft, you actually get a very flexible way of booking this. So as we talked about, the Linkrum system is a room. You'll be creating a room account for both Exchange and Link. You can do that through Active Directory, or you don't have to. You can choose different modalities there that we'll talk about. But essentially, users, all they need to do is remember to invite the room, hit that's a Link meeting, hit send. And there's nothing else to do. There's no add-ins for you to push to Outlook. There's no Exchange architecture you need to alter or do an add-in to a third-party server to manage FreeBSD for you. It's Exchange and Link. And that's a standard protocol that allows this system to directly talk to and keep current, which is nice and simple. You may ask about, well, not all meetings are created equal, Fraser. How do you manage certain meeting scenarios? Let's talk about that. So Link itself has two conferencing types that you may be aware of, which are public and custom meetings. So first off, you can choose in when you're in the booking process to make any meeting private. And so what private does by default, if you click on your Outlook and click that's a private meeting, which is native to Outlook, it will actually suppress the subject of the meeting in the invitation. Sorry, out of the Linkrum system's calendar. So that means that if a walker passerby was to look in, they wouldn't see what the subject was that was intended a meeting for that day. So you can suppress that information if you require. Second is you can make any meeting a custom meeting, which custom meetings in Linkrum system vernacular requires further authentication that you can choose on how people would authenticate. So based on that, a meeting would actually look like a lock symbol. So when you click on a lock symbol, what happens is on the console, it'll prompt you to authenticate yourself for the meeting. So based on whether you made that meeting for only the people I've invited or the organizer or people from my organization, it will depend upon what they authenticate to whether they're allowed in or not. Secondly, the meeting host will be prompted in the lobby that there's a person waiting to be opted into the meeting or not, and you have the choice to admit or deny that resource. And when they actually join the call and they've authenticated, it's very interesting, you actually get the meta information all the way down to the CDR record of who that person was to join. So if you're in the financial sector or if you have compliancy considerations, your CDRs will have that information deeply within it. So you get a very deep level of integration there. Okay, so we've scheduled our meeting. What do end users do next? Well, it's about the start of meeting. So I talked a little bit about proximity detection. So every smart room system for Link that's been designed has this concept of proximity sensing that will surveil the room. So if no one's in the room and you're not in call, it will put your system to sleep. And so when you walk in, this we call this gentleman Mustachio. When he walks in, it automatically wakes up instantly for you. So as long as you're taller than 3'4", it will catch you and turn on and be instantly simple. It takes about 1.5 seconds to fire up. And then, in this case, Mustachio is presented with the calendar of the day, and he has to decide whether he wants to start an ad hoc call, do a phone call, do a ad hoc whiteboard, or tap on his meeting. So nice and simple for Mustachio to get into his call. Smart didn't just create a product for room system. We recognize that rooms come in all various sizes and forms, and Smart has provided a full family for you to invest in. So as you're thinking about that, Smart has 3 different SKUs today that you can get here in Denmark. I believe there's actually one live in Copenhagen for Microsoft. What size did they go with? A large. And there's also another system in Saluter's office as well that you can see. But you basically, it's really about fitting to the size of room that you've designed for to really accommodate what type of meetings you have. Smart is the only organization that has both pickup microphones at the table and at the board. So whether you're standing or seated, you're fully heard and seen. And you get a full experience of that great experience for your room. This is what a small looks like. So you're going to notice that you can choose different layouts based on what's happening in the call. So as an example, I'll blow up what's on the console view there. You can start a call with maybe starting with a roundtable discussion, move that to, let's say, a person that's presenting some material that you're focused upon. Maybe do a whiteboard at some point, then drop into questions and key comments from everyone else, and close off on any particular topic. And you can control that all from the display view on just clicking a button for how you choose personally to lay that out. Very similar to what you might be used to with Link itself, or how you can personalize your own view to the conference. And the room is able to accomplish that as well. You'll notice also Smart System is, if anyone that's a Roundtable customer today, anyone have Roundtable? Anyone love Roundtable? Keep your hand up. You can have Roundtable with Room System. So you can plug in your existing room Roundtable into a Smart Room System. We have those drivers that allow you to leverage that experience on your system. That's why it says Panorama. This is what a large room looks like. So you're going to notice that video is always pervasive on that experience. And that's based on our studies that if you don't have a visual recognition of a person that's in the call, you forget about that person. Who's ever been in that telephone call where you actually talk to the telephone, like the person lives in the telephone or something? It's like, why, yes, Christian, blah, 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 right? Those issues kind of go away in a Link Room System meeting, right? You always have a visible register of who's in the meeting. And when they speak, the sound comes from the displays. So you have constant connection of who's speaking. We actually even do further. We separate the spatial sound so it sounds like where they're coming from within the room, which is a really cool technique for how it feels more immersive. And of course, you can also change layouts on a large screen as well in terms of what layout's most suitable for the meeting you want to have in that experience. All right, let's move into that's what the end user experience is like and what you can potentially purchase. When you purchase these, they're a single SKU and it includes all the different components that we talked about. So you get that high definition camera, 1 or 2 touch screens. You get that console, which replaces the remote controls. You get a codec, which is called runs that special version of Link called Link Meeting Room Edition that comes from factory installed that all you need to do is configure the account in it and it does all the work for you. And you get the necessary cables you require. You get microphones and speakers. You even get included a wall mount with that system. So it really means that all you need to plan for is what room to put it in and really provisioning the account for the system. So let's talk about how it's going to be easier for you to manage after you get it on site. So first off, it's Link at its core. So you get the same manageability of an account structure in the Link server itself. So if with Link 2013, you get that great remote monitoring service that's a lot easier for you to deploy, that creates those great CDR and QDR records. So if you're doing root cause analysis or any of your planned methods, because you're going to have a mix of individuals and rooms in a call, you're going to have the same central database to actually make decisions upon root cause analysis and so forth. Secondly, when you provision a Linkroom system, you can create that in your own group policy structure on how you want to manage rooms. So if you have max min tolerances for bandwidth, you can manage that directly within the Link experience. One of the biggest questions I get for customers who are in the planning phase is, Fraser, what about bandwidth consumption? And the real answer is really, tell me what your policy is for video conferencing today, and we can show you how that can be congruent with Link today, because it's very flexible on how you set your maximum standards within Link by rule exceptions. So perhaps, let's say you're doing oil exploration and you have a location in the North Sea, that's fine. You can throttle down your bandwidth. Or perhaps it's at HQ where it's the executive office. Perhaps you want to set a high tolerance for that min standard for what you want for video quality. All very possible. And because Link now has that great experience of video and it's using SVC, which is a scalable video codec, the participant drives the quality, right? So you're no longer held to the lowest common denominator like you may have been in previous past. So you get that best quality preserved for the participant, which is great. Reporting utilization logs. So you're actually going to be able to report against this just with your same CDRs. Smart also works with, anyone here a Unified Squared customer? Raise your hand. Okay, thank you. So for those folks, you can work with the current CDR logs that you get directly on the remote monitoring service. You can also download those, parse those, run your own specialized reports if you want to. Or you can work with a third-party value-added reporter like Unified Squared or your current service provider to get further reports. But essentially, you can slice and dice your reports as you see fit. And you actually get more detail than just whether it was in call or not. You actually get modalities of what was done in the call. So did people use more whiteboards in a Linkroom system meeting or not? You can answer that question with this reporting utilization. And thirdly, you can actually do full remote diagnostics on this system. I'll actually show that in 1 second about a remote administrative tool that you can actually have as a centralized help desk. You can remote into any system and actually perform tasks centrally and not require field dispatch or sneakerware to run to the room, if you will. The next reason that of keeping your system current is probably the next major reason why customers really like the system. So it is a lockdown system that uses app filter and several other techniques of ensuring that there's no writability to the system. But yet you get Windows Enterprise manageability with this platform because it's a Windows 7 embedded system. So what you actually get is full Microsoft update to keep your firmware up to date on this system. So every Wednesday, there'll actually be once every 3 months, there'll be a new version that rolls out on Room System. And you can point that directly to your own WSUS server if you'd like to, or if you want direct accept from Microsoft update if you'd like to, and you actually set the maintenance window directly in your codec, and it'll just perform the task automatically for you. As well, Smart wrote a very deep integration to System Center, and we'll actually get into a little bit more detail of what that's about. Lastly, Smart designed its system to allow for ease of deployment as well. So all the ins and outs on a Smart Board are at the bottom. And why we provide you a wall mount is there actually is a designed system called a kickstand inside it, which allows you actually very similar to a hood of a car where you can unlock, release, pull out, and kickstand out the stand of the flat panel, allow you to work underneath it without requiring a multi-person operation. So rather than having a two-day downtime of something being replaced, now you could be within an hour and fix the issue. This is a snapshot of a real-time view of the remote administrative tool. So this is what we call the central dashboard. So when you log in, you actually can witness which systems are online available, what the health is, as well as what presence indicator are they publishing in regards to, are they available, are they away, or are they in call? So you get all that information centrally right away on that. You also get information like next meeting of when the next scheduled meeting is, so you know whether you have a planned operation that you can actually accomplish in time or not for the task you're doing. You get the same LRH version, so you actually know what particular version we're running. So if you're looking, I was running 15.3 at the time I took the snapshot. You also get the manufacturer. So Smart and Microsoft wrote this, allow you to be able to have a mix of different LRS partners as those come on online. So you'll actually know the model number of what room system you purchased, whether it's a small, medium, large, the room configuration, what components are within it, and so forth. And you also know the last refresh date information as well. So that's interesting. Let's go into some details. So let's pretend we clicked into one of those rooms to go further. And so in the room, first off, you can actually change passwords if you want. So if you have a password credential policy of auto-renew or so forth, you can set that in the system where you can change that as you require, or if there requires a changing. You also can tag information in that room if you want to for, let's say, other nomenclature that you might use for referring to different rooms. And also you can set different things like line level, speaker, microphone, and ringer volumes if you wanted to change any of those parameters after the fact. Let's say the too many customers were complaining of it being too quiet in the room. You can adjust the baseline level accordingly. You also get further metadata on the full room of what's all set in that particular room in terms of the configuration. And probably the most interesting for customers is that you actually get full device health. Who today runs TMS or GMS or DMA or some type of third party, or Crestron RoomView, those type of software packages manage their rooms today? Okay, so for the folks that do that, you're acutely aware that it's a bit of a garbage in, garbage out philosophy. If you're only reporting on a couple components of the room, you're really unable to discern all the different situations your room is within. And so Smart took that extremely to heart. And so we ensure that we publish all the devices that are connected to your Linkroom system, providing you full device health. So you'll know whether it's from the network, to the room, to the firmware, to the speakers, to the microphones, to the touch console, of what is operational, what's not, and what corrective actions you can do centrally to address it directly. Not only that, who uses System Center here? Raise your hand. Awesome. So the folks who are using System Center, there's a deep SCOM pack for this particular package that runs for Linkroom system here. And in Smart's case, we publish all of our device health in that environment for you to be able to manage. You can actually use that system to directly pull out the logs that are generated on the Linkroom system for you to do further analysis upon if you so choose. And you also can write further alerts and thresholds to how to be able to handle certain situations of, you know, device alert changes. So, i.e., let's say there's a network concern that moved to yellow. Should that generate an SMS or an email alert or some other type of message management process that you would like to do? All possible through SCOM. And, of course, you can also run deeper level reports based in that system from SCOM to actually do further capabilities there. All right, so that's a little bit about what your day is going to be like after you deploy it. So it's really intended to really take down your total amount of end user tech support calls, and secondly, really give you the tools centrally to administer this like you administer Link. In a very similar and congruent way. So you can use the same help support desk that you might want to consider. Let's talk about deployment. All right, so deploy this, we talked a little bit about that. It's really about creating an Exchange mail resource account, and we're creating a Link account. So let's talk a little bit about that. So you need to configure a mail room resource mailbox on there, so you can go 07 R2 and above, that's okay for you to go. There's some feature differences as you go further up. So that example of the private meeting is mostly best supported in a 2013 environment, but there's very little trade-offs beyond that. You can enable NAD account for login. So this is really required for the room to be able to directly talk to the published information of Exchange and Link to actually be able to perform the different areas of that system. And the third is a really enabling Link in a Link 2013 pool for Link Room system. So this is because you're going to then have the full fidelity of that Link experience that you're gonna get. There's a new command line called, instead of a CS user, it's a CS meeting room concept that's created in Link 2013 that really allows you to really have very speed of provisioning on this system. And when you provision that, it'll actually create the default, let's say, user profile you need to do for a system overall. You might be wondering, well, that's interesting, but what happens if I leave my users on a different pool, or how does that work for everything? So first off, Link Room system can attend meetings beyond what it's homed on. So if you have left your users on Link 2010, or let's say you're in a federation issue where you're joining an organization that might be using Link 2010, it's who books the meeting that drives the attendance of the Link Room system. So to be clear, you can attend with Link Room system public meetings on Link 2010 if you'd like to. But you compromise features. So you won't get things like the multi-party gallery. You won't get that 1080p video quality. You won't get that H.264 SVC capability. You also aren't able to join private custom meetings in that case, for what it's worth. So give you a sense of what that was you're able to do. This is the communication topology of how Link Room system really gets its information. So it's really just talking directly to Exchange and Link. So if you don't include Active Directory, it's possible to provision the system. Please see our deployment guide on all the different parameter and choices you have, but you can technically talk directly to the Edge server and Exchange through using EWS. And why we put HTTP there is because it's actually, when you email whiteboard out, it's actually using that Exchange information to actually send out over HTTP. And then for the Link Room system talking directly to Link, it's using SIP and RTP to be able to accomplish what it needs to do to have meetings on the Link server. You have choice. So raise your hands for who's on-prem for their deployment. Raise your hands if you're hybrid. All right. And raise your hands if you're online. Excellent. All y'all are all good. So the good news is with Link Room system, with as long as you have Enterprise Cal, that is the baseline prerequisite for you to be successful. You can have Enterprise Voice Cal, which will allow you to have more of a superior experience for allowing cell phone add-on users or using the dial pad from the system to actually perform PSTN calls. But at its core, you're able to meet with whatever flavor you like. So you have that freedom of choice of your deployment. Let's talk about migration. So it sounded like there are some, who's fully deployed on 2013 today? Awesome, so you're done. All you have to do is provision accounts and you're good to go. Who's in process? All right, so if you're in process, you have a couple decisions. You can pull Link 2013 server up in a staging environment, run that on, do a hard cutover on a weekend, which will allow all your users to benefit from that Link's experience for full voice video, and you could leave your Link users on a client on Link 2010, and then plan out your rollout for your Link 2010 environment. That's absolutely supported as an option. If you're a very large organization where that's just not possible to be able to plan for that contingency, you can always do multiple pool strategies where that's you can stand up a Link 2013 pool, home your meeting rooms off that environment, and then migrate as you see fit your user pools off of that. The challenge there will be the experience your users will have if they're meeting off of a previous pool. You won't have that great full fidelity of that experience of the multi-party video, the full experience of what you can get with Link 2013. Smart framing as an example. With Link 2013 also, another kind of pseudo benefit for you to consider that is you get a lot more high availability and data resiliency on that capability. So there's just a lot more capabilities of how to actually have failover pool methodologies that Link Room system frankly benefits from. It also supports BOR methodologies for doing the branch methodologies for voice only failover if you require, if you're on the full enterprise voice deployment. So no problem there for having a, let's call it branch office secondary or primary registrar dropbacks. Interop. So who's running video conferencing today and is concerned about how this works with Linkram system? Awesome. Let's talk about it. All right, so the first thing that we got to talk about as a prerequisite is that links just change. So partly why you want to move to Link 2013 is interop is going to get a lot easier on Link Server 2013. And the reason why is because you get that great H.264 SVC codec, which allows you to really scale the experience real time to whatever user they have. So you no longer have this lowest common denominator issue. Second is it gives you features like your traditional video conferencing features that you want, like the concept of continuous presence. So in Lynx vernacular, they use the term of multi-party video. So you can have up to 5 high-definition video conferencing folks in the call. And using voice activation of who's speaking, you rotate it into what, let's say, spot has been last consumed. There's also the concept of what they call the standing row. So even when there might be more than 5 people on the call, you'll actually get a high definition image of their presence view. And then on top of that, Linkram system in Link 2013 offers the concept of pinning. So pinning is the idea of actually putting specific people in spots that they wouldn't get rotated out for your personal view. So i.e. if you wanted to ensure, let's talk about this presentation, it may make sense for me to be pinned because I'm doing most of the speaking, and you might want to see my reaction to you speaking for the far end, right? So that's absolutely possible with the system, with the concept of pinning. So let's say I was pinned in this first spot. That means no matter how often I don't talk, I wouldn't be rotated out. And then lastly, you get that great feature of smart framing. What's interesting about this is with that H.264 SVC, it really kind of dissipates the requirement for heavy interop of gateways and other methodologies to actually have systems speak link more natively. So you get better capability there because it's more open standards. So if you think about video today, so Link first off already has a very large mandala of a calling. So you get, of course, Link 2013 client, you get N-1, so if you want to run Link 2010 client, that's possible on a Link 2010 server. Link Mobile is a big storyline there, so I won't go into too much detail. I'm sure there's breakouts on mobile itself here, and you can go witness that here, but Link has truly delivered a better story on feature parity there in regards to where Link has not been there before. And it's no longer just an IM presence voice client. It's voice and video deeply on smartphones. And then when it's a tablet form factor, you can add that content channel to have a media-rich experience overall. Even better, what I find the most interesting is these different clients that you join here will actually know when they join a meeting with a meeting room, it'll actually prompt you to say, hey, are you in the room? And if you say yes to that, it'll automatically mute your speaker microphone and allow you to use your user experience in the room and have a personal view of the meeting. So if you want to directly annotate on that, you basically have a personal telepresence system in the room, which is an interesting viewpoint. Additionally, you can also turn on your camera and provide more perspectives of the room if you so choose, which is a very interesting way of thinking about meetings. What I think is probably the most not talked about, but the most impactful, is the new web app. Who's joined a meeting with web app in the meeting? Isn't it awesome? Like, it dramatically changes how easy it is to get in the meeting, doesn't it, right? There's no more big bulky download, and you know it's an attendee client only, and all those issues. It's actually parity with a fat client for almost the join experience you can do as an attendee. And you could actually be promoted to a presenter and have the ability to be able to do full annotation from any device, as long as you have a modern browser and access to the internet, which who doesn't have that nowadays, right? And then, of course, you get a full device class of all different compatible Link 2013 products in market that are part of your calling pattern that you can use the system. So the question you might be asking yourself, well, what about my existing video network? What about that 9% of the rooms I'm making for my organization today? So I have a series of perhaps 323 rooms. I might have immersive telepresence rooms in my environment. I might have a more newer systems of H.264. And I'm also concerned about Skype. So let me talk you through each one of these. So I'll do a slide advancement. So the first thing I'll talk about is the blue signifies full fidelity. Thank you. Full fidelity means that you get full voice, video, and full data in the call. So there's not any compromise as being connecting that way to have a full experience on that view. So the first thing you'll notice that Skype itself, you can federate today with Skype and be able to basically federate a service, and you can have today voice calls directly interoperate with your Link service today. That's both for IM presence as well as promoting that to the phone call. And soon, I won't be able to say too many forward-looking statements here, but soon you will have a great video experience as well. Your existing video conferencing equipment, you can either achieve native integration there with things that are more newer, like H.264 systems that might have a native class for talking to Link. Look for that in the future in regards to, not in the future, there's certain models today that will allow you to be able to accomplish that today for directly having a way of registering to the Link server to do full voice and video. But you could also purchase gateways to be able to interoperate things like immersive telepresence and so forth. Another area that we're seeing growth in, so of the customers who have purchased smart room systems, we're seeing a high proportion of customers looking for in-room solutions, like a solution called from Vadio called the Audio-Video Bridge. Who's heard of this product before? So what that audio-video bridge does is it allows you to take the assets of the room, like the existing cameras and microphones, and runs that through an emulator that turns that into a webcam source for a computer to recognize to Link. So imagine in that same room, you can do your 9 a.m. call on 323 video conferencing for, let's say, the executive update meeting, and then at 10 a.m., the HR interview, use Link with those same assets by converting that call to Link. So those are absolute possibilities for you to consider. The other area that some customers are considering is that because Linkroom system is so affordable, it's about half to two-thirds of a traditional video conferencing system, it may be less expensive to convert faster your existing legacy environment to a full fidelity Link experience. And frankly, it's up to you on what experience you want your users to have. Lastly, I'll also say a proportion of customers are considering that most video conferences are deployed for executives and an executive calling pattern that may be the best suited solution for the executive, but for rooms that are more associated for knowledge workers, they're considering Linkroom system as a better go-forward strategy. So there's multiple strategies you can consider as an organization, and bottom line, there's multiple blueprints for you to be successful. Oh, the other thing that I found interesting is when we were interviewing customers on their approach they do, and most customers that are in this scenario, they'll actually bring computers into the room and actually initiate the Link call anyway for accomplishing the data channel. So you absolutely can still continue to do that for your experience. But if you're already going to that length, doesn't it seem simpler to do that guy? But that's up to you. You can see that from Smart's perspective, we're interested in that view. But bottom line, investing in the Smart or Linkroom system will allow you to continue to utilize your traditional video conferencing, whether that's Polycom with its native HDX systems, that a good proportion of the past three-year models are native to allowing you to be able to connect to that Link server, whether that's RadVision system through its Scopia gateway or its ability to be able to interoperate, or whether that is Tamberg systems as well. Each have an ease of ability to be able to connect to Link and really do that. The area that you need to consider is that Linkroom system is really just another participant in the Link calling community. And so it's really about how you're going to interoperate those systems with Link itself. And there's a whole team at Microsoft, as well as service providers like Solidors, as well as others that can help you make decisions on how to be able to do that best for your organization. I added a slide a little bit about Link Online for deployment on here. So there's not really any trade-offs in regards to how you might want to do this for the conferencing stack. It'll depend on your country of whether you have full enterprise voice call capabilities within your Link Online 365 deployment. I understand in Denmark there's plenty of solution provider options that you might want to consider as well that will also be able to not really have any compromise of a Linkram system to communicate to those environments as well. All right. So we talked about manageability. We talked about provisioning deployment. We talked about video interoperability. We talked about the end user experience. And the thing we wanted to leave you guys a little bit with today is that it's really about the technology you're replacing in the room and the end user simplicity that you're really purchasing here. It's about that knowledge worker that's about at 9 a.m. they are meeting on their mobile, 10 a.m. they're meeting on their computer, and when they walk in the room, they want that same great full fidelity experience. And so from Smart's perspective, we hope we can show you that we have the best solution to drop your total cost of ownership by providing you the best audio solution, the best video solution, which we can demonstrate at the room system. It's actually a very unique camera if you have not seen it. It's actually the widest camera angle on the planet for a 1080p 30 camera. It's actually 109 degrees. If you haven't seen it, come on down to the booth and come see it. It has the best interaction solution, so if you want to be able to share your information and get contribution, you can achieve that with a Linkram system. And that you can also purchase the best fit. So it's really about the right room package that would be suitable for the rooms that you're trying to deploy within. So I'll do a little bit of a consider this for you guys. So if you think about traditional video conferencing, to build a room, a multi-purpose room, it can take up to 8 different vendors to actually put a full solution from infrastructure all the way down to the full room solution that you're considering. It can take over a week to quote the solution. It may be over, who's reviewed a BOM, a bill of materials that you have to sign off on quote? Okay, could be upwards of 50 different line items on that quote to be able to try and put your solution together. Meeting start is up to that 10 minutes. It can be around USD, $60,000, or I'm not even sure whether that'd be in kroners. I think it's a, is it a 12-to-1 ratio, somewhere around there? 6-to-1. Okay, so 6-to-1, 360,000 kroners to deploy to room, and could be weeks for the deployment in terms of really getting that system, and not even considering the environmental condition you may have to do in the room. Contrast that with Smart Room System. It's one vendor, so there's no vendor no vendor pointing of who owns what and what's going to talk to what. It all comes from one solution. It's one day to quote because you can buy, it's basically like the people's car. It has all the features included, so you don't have to worry about a million different permutations. It's really nice and simple to be able to manage and deploy and be reliable. You can basically purchase as one SKU. The meeting startup you get is at up to 10 seconds. It's half the cost of a traditional system. It only takes roughly, the ones that we did in Denmark were 4 hours. Took 4 hours for us to deploy them per room, so you can do same day. And be able to have all the integration of Link directly in, so you don't have to change the way you're doing help desk. Don't take my word for it, come and see it. So today we wanted to announce that the Solidus booth is downstairs. Come and see it, get a live demonstration. When you come, you can actually get more information of how to be able to potentially bring your sponsors or your key stakeholders to either the Microsoft office or the Solidus office here in Copenhagen. And if you have stakeholders throughout the world, we have outfitted most Microsoft technology centers throughout the world for this to be demonstrated. So come have a meeting on us and really have a great experience and see how meetings can be different for your organization. So with that, I'll take questions. Yes, sir.
When I looked at the admin portal, it said one of the rooms were away. What does that mean for a room?
Oh, away?
The status for a room.
Perfect. So I'm going to repeat the question. So you notice I took a real-time screen cap of the remote administration tool, which, by the way, just went live on Monday for download. So if you've already previously purchased the Linkrum system deployment, you can download that admin portal system today on Link 2013 for you to leverage that. Why did it say in the status away? So you can be available, but not be away. What that actually is it's SmartSRM system telling the remote admins tool that no one's in the room. So not only is it not in call, but the away means that it's actually the presence indicator went to yellow, which means that the room is unoccupied. So we're doing the surveillance of the room to say no one's in the room. So it kind of allows you the availability of, if you know that no one's in the room, you probably can go to your task for going into the system, doing a reset, doing a firmware update, and so forth. That actually is very valuable if you think about it. One of our oil and gas customers in this particular area found that was the value itself that actually triggered their purchase. They wanted to know true room utilization. So they actually had that chronic problem of people booking rooms, but no one showing up. But they never had any detail of how often or how pervasive the problem was. So contrast this now with that they can run a SCOM package of, here's all the bookings we did, here's my actual utilization. How much time were rooms away? And if you combine those two areas, you can really do better planning with your facilities management team on what to do and how, where to do it next. So it could be an infinite great planning tool for you to consider. Great question.
Hi, are you planning to release any further sizes of the rooms?
Cool.
Additional sizes?
Good question. So the question was more sizes, small, medium, large. What about European small? What about other sizes, right? So the answer to that question is absolutely. So for what it's worth, in the winter horizon, Smart will be doing an announcement on further sizes we'll be supporting at the second inaugural Link User Conference. I'm being recorded, so I feel like I'm in a bit of a spot, but you can imagine going larger. We'll be going larger. So there'll be actually a dual 84 system, which we'll be calling the extra large. And we'll also be launching a category called the focus room. So the focus room will be smaller sizes, different form factors there that you'll be able to purchase.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, I didn't see it, but is it possible to record the meetings as we used to?
Great question. So the question is, what about recording? So the answer to recording is, Link, first off, can be absolutely recorded. But recorded is done personally today. So as long as you have a remote individual with recording permissions, that meeting can be recorded. And it's recorded as a participant view of who you're recording against. So in that case, Linkrum system would be recorded. But Linkrum system is not enabled for recording because it does not have the concept of storage space or saving. So it actually has a secure method around no write filter on it. If you USB key to it, the only thing it'll understand is the firmware package that Smart procures for field updates. And that's the only way it can understand. So it can email out, but there's no saving concept, including recording at this time. But, of course, Link can be recorded for what it's worth. And it actually records in a better format in Link 2013. So another arrow on the quiver to go Link 2013. More compression, MP4, it's good quality. And it records the full meta. So if you want instant messaging, you want the content channel, you want the video, the voice. Any more questions? All right. Well, I want to thank you again for all your time today. We really think that the demand that we're seeing thus far, it was actually the fastest growing product in Smart's history in the past 4 months that we've announced this product. It was the fastest hitting to great thresholds there. You'll see a couple new announcements over the next couple weeks of some great case studies of customers that have rolled this solution out. The who's who of Link are already beginning deploying this solution, and if you need case studies or great information about how it really pertains to your organization, you won't be the first, and I think you'll be in a great spot to really change the way your companies meet today. At the end of the day, knowledge workers still crave and want to meet together in meeting rooms, and here's a great way to be able to change the way they meet. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of conference.